It loans from 5,000 to 70,000 euros. Visit our website at bnscu.ie or free phone 1800 290 390, where our dedicated and experienced loans team are delighted to help you. Loans are subject to approval. Terms and conditions apply. BNS Credit Union Limited is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Live, on air, online and on the Highland Radio app, this is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, it's Donna Marie Doherty with the 5 o'clock news. Coming up in the next half hour, a woman in her 70s has died in a house fire in Carrick. Donegal County Council says it will be pressing for flood relief schemes in Raphoe and Castlefin to be advanced as quickly as possible. A single car road traffic collision on the A5 on Friday has seen another life lost. And Emerald Airlines pilots have announced an escalation of industrial action as of tomorrow. Oisin Kelly will be live at 5:15 with all of the latest in sport. First in news, a woman in her 70s has died at a house fire in Carrick. Gardaí and emergency services attended the scene of the fatal house fire at around 5 a.m. this morning. She was pronounced dead at the scene. Gardaí say investigations are continuing and the scene is being preserved for a technical examination. Donegal County Council says it will be pressing for flood relief schemes in Raphoe and Castlefin to be advanced as quickly as possible. 84 millimetres of rain fell in Donegal on Saturday, resulting in flash flooding in Raphoe, Castlefin, Convoy and Stranorlar. The council has confirmed that 10 commercial premises and 8 domestic properties were flooded, according to fire service reports. That figure is expected to rise. Michaela Clark has more.
In a statement, Donegal County Council says while there had been persistent rain throughout Saturday, there was no prior warning of an escalated risk of rainfall for the county, apart from a Stanishill warning issued on Saturday evening. Reports of flooding in Raphoe, Castlefin, Convoy and Killigordon began to emerge at around 7:40 p.m. with the fire service, road service staff and civil defence units deployed. The council says a clean-up and assessment operation commenced yesterday morning with bridges and culverts inspected, debris removed from roads and areas that will require more extensive repairs secured. The primary objective, the local authority says in the initial response, was to ensure safety of persons at risk and to defend properties from flooding where it was still possible to do so, which they say was possible in a number of locations in Raphoe and Castlefin.
The council has notified the National Directorate for Fire and Emergency Management on the flooding in relation to potential assistance from the Department of Social Protection and Enterprise, Trade and Employment. Minister for Agriculture, Food and the Marine, Charlie McConnellogue, is confident that confirmation will come soon.
Well, I've been liaising with Minister Heather Humphreys, the Minister for Social Protection, all morning, as well as the Minister for Enterprise, Simon Coveney, and both of them are seeking action promptly. Supports for households, first of all, through Minister Humphreys, who is now making that available, and also Minister Simon Coveney then in terms of putting a support scheme in place for businesses who are affected, and he hopes to do that over the next couple of days and to get government approval for that. So I'll continue to liaise with them. Obviously, this morning I met with a number of the affected homeowners and affected businesses, along with councillors Patrick McGowan and Jerry Crawford, and it's a really traumatic experience when somebody hit in a way that the business and homeowners have been hit in relation to the flash flooding that happened on Saturday evening. And it's important now that they get the support to help them through that. I know the emergency services and the county council are working closely with them, but also in terms of particularly for those that don't have insurance, the support of the government funding through the Enterprise Fund and also through the Department of Social Protection is going to be really important, and I'm very confident that there will be confirmation on that shortly.
A Raphoe councillor says people in the town live under the threat of flooding every year. A flood relief scheme for Raphoe has been commissioned. However, construction is not expected to commence until late 2024. Councillor Frank McBurty says current drainage system in the town simply can't deal with the level of rain that fell over the weekend.
This is nothing new to hit Raphoe, these flash floods. This has been going on for decades. And Donegal County Council are to blame for this because of their failure to address the issue of the drainage network in the Raphoe area. It's a simple equation. You can't put 100 feet of water into 2 feet. And that's what's the problem. When these flash floods come from the back of the hills of Raphoe, the water comes down such a force within into the town that there's nowhere to store this water to allow the drainage network to drain away gradually, which would dramatically reduce the threat of flooding within the town itself. And until they do that, this problem will always be there. Every summer in particular, when you get the heavy rains, like such as we had on Saturday night, and the flood relief plan that they have proposed for the town of Rafal, in my opinion, it will not work, because there's no areas within that flood plan, flood relief plan, to store water that will allow the town, to allow the drainage system within the town to gradually flow away unimpeded by these floods.
Meanwhile, cleanups continue right across the Finn Valley area as people pick up the pieces from the weekend events. The ground floor of Dale's parents' home in Rafal was destroyed during the flooding. He told today's 9 till noon show that despite promises being made after previous flooding in the town, the response from authorities remains gravely inadequate.
I'm 36 years of age and this has been happening in Rafal before I was born. And nothing has been done by any of the local authorities, councils, nothing. They've sent out this Rafal relief surveying thing that I was sort of looking into meetings and all. I was at watching stuff, doing all that kind of stuff, and nothing has came off it. Even the emergency response came, and I have to say they came, and the council came. There's piles, people, local community, everybody came together. But again, we didn't even have simple things like sandbags. I mean, the drainage system and all the new houses, all the new developments, like Ullard Hounds, that has been made, and the drainage system cannot capable of holding water. People think that the flooding and the water damage and everything is bad enough. But, you know, the mental strain that this is going to put on families, on relationships, on just the cost of living. I mean, there's somebody has to help. Some responsibility for something. I mean, the last time this happened, we had councillors around here promising, right, we're going to set up an emergency place that we can have sandbags sitting, that local authorities and volunteers can get in and fill all the sandbags and put them out. I mean, when the fire service landed here, we were all standing. I mean, there's nothing you can do about the water, but we didn't have any sand.
A single car road traffic collision on the A5 on Friday has seen another life lost. It occurred at around 11:30 a.m. on the Kerr Road portion of the road. The passenger of the vehicle passed away while the driver remains in hospital. West Tyrone MP Orla Begley extended her condolences to the family. She added that she hopes the publication of a report in the autumn time will allow for vital works to proceed.
First and foremost, I wish to offer my condolences to the family who have lost a loved one on the A5. And I hope that the other individual that was seriously injured makes a full and speedy recovery. I'd also like to pay tribute to emergency services who had attended at the scene. I know that this tragedy once again will have a huge impact to their family and indeed the wider community on the latest tragedy on the road.
It feels only a short time ago that we were speaking regarding the family that had lost their lives on the A5. Will there be any urgency on this matter, do you think?
Well, we had the conclusion of the public inquiry this year, and following that we're waiting the report from the Commissioner, which is due in the autumn time of this year, but we're hoping that as soon as that report will be published, it'll allow for the A5 to proceed with no further unnecessary delays. I think it's vitally important now that the A5 is delivered in its entirety, and the upgrade is so crucial, first and foremost, to save lives.
Motorists in Letterkenny are warned of a road blockage on the R245 at Loch Neggin due to a mechanical breakdown. Temporary traffic diversions are in place. Traffic travelling towards Remelton are being diverted via the Golf Course Road. Meanwhile, traffic towards Letterkenny are being diverted at Woodlands Junction via Lisnennan. Package holiday agent TUI says the safety of its customers and teams remains its top priority. It adds it's working tirelessly to support customers affected by the blazes ongoing. Ruby McManus, who's in Rhodes, says locals were the ones to tell them that it was safe to go to their resort.
There was one TUI rep at the location, and God love her, she just had no information, and everyone was obviously hounding her for someone. She just had none. She's trying to refresh to get some off the iPad. There was none coming in. So people were taking it upon themselves to make their decisions, because it was just so, it was horrific. Like last night, thank God we did leave, because the electricity was completely gone. So it was not even, you know, a half hour, an hour of a very con for hundreds of people, and some of them crammed in a room, like a classroom on the floor.
A programme designed to help small businesses reduce their carbon footprint and create more sustainable practices within their business is being rolled out in Donegal. The Energy Efficiency Fund aims to assist businesses in taking their first steps towards becoming more sustainable. A green consultant will be available. Stephen Perry, business advisor at LEO Donegal, says it could be of huge benefit to those in the hospitality sector.
It's the Energy Efficiency Grant, and it supports up to €5,000 of eligible costs for businesses in Donegal. And as you mentioned, Jess, it can help businesses reduce its carbon footprint while saving on energy costs. And I suppose just to give an indication of some of the elements it can support, it can include the purchase of smart energy controls or meters to control energy usage, LED lighting. It can also support replacement of equipment which is more than 10 years old with a more energy efficient solution. And I suppose looking at hospitality, catering, a number of those sectors, something like this could be really useful. So, for example, refrigeration, heating equipment, cleaning equipment, all of those potentially eligible if over 10 years and replaced with a more energy efficient solution. And I suppose the message I would have for listeners is if your business has under 50 staff and is interested in reducing energy costs and improving its green credentials, please get in touch with the local enterprise office by calling us on 074-916-0735 or visit our website localenterprise.ie/Donegal.
And obviously this is the future, reducing carbon footprint, so it is important that businesses do get involved.
The sooner, I suppose, businesses can have that focus as a key part of their business, the better, and ultimately the more sustainable and efficient they will become.
The Health Minister says he's working closely with HSE to finalise a 7-day week for consultants. It comes as 396 patients are waiting on beds in hospitals around the country today. Letterkenny University Hospital is the second most overcrowded, with 37 waiting on beds. 269 people are waiting in emergency departments, while 127 are in wards across Ireland. The time is 12 minutes past five. We're going to go to a short break and we'll be back with all the latest in sport.
Thanks, Donna Marie. We start with Gaelic Games. The next step in finding a new Donegal senior team manager will take place tonight. The committee tasked with selecting the new manager will be formed at this evening's Donegal County Committee meeting. The closing date for applications was last Friday the 21st, and it's understood there has been a number of expressions of interest. The selection committee will have the job of interviewing candidates, but may also seek out a person or persons should they feel that somebody may suit the role. And there'll be more GAA talk tonight on the DL debate with Brendan Devaney, wrapping up the week's GAA stories, including, of course, more on the manager in the company of Brendan Kilcoyne. And in another Life Stories feature, Brendan is joined by the legend that is Paddy Bonner. More so, not talking about his soccer and football career, but more so about his early GAA career. It's all tonight on the DL debate after the 7 o'clock news. Will also be available later this evening as a podcast on our website. Well, thousands of supporters are expected in the Limerick City Centre this evening to celebrate the county's fourth All-Ireland hurling title in a row. The victorious team arrived home with the Liam McCarthy Cup last night after a 9-point win over Kilkenny in the final at Croke Park. It's a fifth All-Ireland in 6 years for John Keeley's side. To football, Saudi Arabian club Al Ahly have made an official world record bid of €300 million to buy Kylian Mbappe from PSG. The French international is out of contract next summer and would therefore be available to leave on a free transfer. Real Madrid are also seen as one of the contenders for the 24-year-old's signature. The FAI and Shamrock Rovers have both issued statements condemning alleged racist remarks made to Hoops defender Roberto Lopez. Rovers have thanked Dundalk for the club's swift action in identifying the individual involved. The FAI and the League of Ireland are liaising with the two clubs and will support any action taken by Dundalk. The association has also pledged to take further action if required. Former England striker Trevor Francis has died at the age of 69 after suffering a heart attack in Spain. In 1979, he became Britain's first million-pound player after moving from Birmingham to Nottingham Forest. Later that year, Francis scored the winning goal for Forest in the European Cup final. Up in Scotland, Celtic have signed South Korean attacker Hyun-Yan Yang on a 5-year deal. The 21-year-old was named Young Player of the Year in the K-League last season while playing for Gwan FC. He's the third signing of the summer for Celtic boss Brendan Rodgers. Locally, the Joseph Sheridan Memorial Cup in Rathmullen starts this evening with the first of the quarterfinals. Over the Hill, Rathmullen are taking on Kilmacrenan in what is a repeat of last year's final. Kickoff is at 7:30 this evening. Brazil began their Women's World Cup campaign with an impressive 4-0 win over Panama in Group F today. Earlier, two-time winners Germany hammered Morocco by 6-0 in Group H, and Italy beat Argentina by 1-0 in Group G in Auckland. Finally, in swimming, Mona McSharry will swim in tomorrow's 100-metre backstroke final at the World Aquatics Championship in Japan. She had the fourth fastest time in the semi-finals today with 1 minute 5.96 seconds. The time also secured her place at next year's Olympics in Paris. And that is your sport for the moment here in Highland. Donna Marie.
Thank you, Oisin. Emerald Airlines pilots have announced an escalation of industrial action as of tomorrow. The company operates regional flights on behalf of Aer Lingus, including between Donegal and Dublin. The ongoing industrial action is in response to the airline's failure to engage with the IALPA to form a collective labour agreement for pilots. Pilots have been engaged in a strict work-to-rule since June 24th, which included a refusal to work any overtime or out-of-duty hours. Niall Shanahan, director of the media relations for the Forza Trade Union, says the escalation of industrial action may result in some disruptions to flights.
This concerns a dispute that they have with Emerald, who are the regional flight operator for the Aer Lingus franchise, and that includes the Dublin to Donegal service on behalf of Aer Lingus, in addition to UK regional routes. The pilots have wanted to negotiate a collective agreement with Emerald, and the union has sought negotiations over the last number of months. And because Emerald has refused to engage, pilots at Emerald have been engaged in a strict work to rule since the 24th of June. Now, as of tomorrow, that action will escalate. So in addition to a refusal to work overtime or out-of-duty hours, it means that the pilots won't be contactable by the company outside of working hours and won't accept changes to the rosters with fewer than 24 hours notice. It's a step up of the industrial action, and it's very much in response to the company's failure to negotiate with the staff representatives, with union representatives for the pilots. The possibility is now that flights will be affected once the action escalates. So what the union have said very clearly is that Forza and IALPA officials remain available for meaningful engagement aimed at resolving this current dispute.
Multiple people remain in a serious condition in hospital following a crash between Terman and Kilmacrenan on Saturday. Gardaí and emergency services attended the scene of a serious two-vehicle collision at around 3 o'clock. Both drivers and passengers, all females aged in their teens, 20s, 40s and 60s, were brought to Letterkenny University Hospital. Gardaí say investigations are continuing. There's urgent calls for safety measures to be installed on a Letterkenny road used regularly by children due to cars travelling at a phenomenal speed on it. Donegal County Council has agreed to carry out an assessment on the Rahan Road. Councillor McMonagall says parents have raised concerns over an increase in traffic on the route.
I've been contacted by a number of parents in the area who have children who are friends with children across the way from another estate, and they're crossing this busy road. As we know, the Rahan Road's become very busy in recent times because of the traffic congestion in the town. So I've asked the roads people to have a look at this and see if they can do something to slow the traffic down to enable children to cross the road safely to meet with their friends.
Looking now to weather, a mix of cloud and sunny spells for the rest of today with some well-scattered showers. Northwest winds will be light to moderate. To conclude this evening's news, a woman in her 70s has died in a house fire in Carrick. Donegal County Council says it will be pressing for flood relief schemes in Raphoe and Castlefin to be advanced as quickly as possible. A single car road traffic collision on the A5 on Friday has seen another life lost. And Emerald Airlines pilots have announced an escalation of industrial action as of tomorrow. That's all for now. We'll be back again with the news headlines at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening. The obituary notices this Monday evening, July 24th. The death has occurred of Sheila McGlinchey, It a clun wura bunkrana. Sheila's remains will leave the Eternal Light Chapel of Rest today at 7 p.m, going to her home. Funeral leaving at 10 a.m. on Thursday, going to St. Mary's Church, Cock Hill, for 11 a.m. Requiem Mass, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family time from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. The funeral can be viewed on churchservices.tv. The death has taken place of Dan Cullen Glasgow and Devlin Ray Carrigart. His remains will arrive at the Church of St. John the Baptist tomorrow evening at approximately 6 p.m. Funeral on Wednesday at 11 a.m, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. The death has taken place of Henry Doherty, Convert Road, Carndonagh. Remains reposing from 7 p.m. this evening and tomorrow. Funeral from there on Wednesday at 10:30 a.m, going to the Church of the Sacred Heart, Carndonagh, for Requiem Mass at 11 a.m, with interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Funeral Mass can be viewed live on churchmedia.tv. The death has taken place of Colin McLaughlin Hatter, Priesttown, Carndonagh. His remains will be reposing at his late home tomorrow from 10 a.m. Funeral from there on Thursday at 10:30 a.m, going to the Church of the Sacred Heart, Carndonagh, for Requiem Mass at 11 a.m, with interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Funeral Mass can be viewed live on churchmedia.tv. The death has occurred of Mary Connor Nima Carroll, formerly Mary Rodden, 5 Pine Grove, Rathbone Road, Castlebar, and formerly of Drimna Ra Creasla, County Donegal and the UK. Mary will repose at Kilcoyne's Funeral Home, Thomas Street, Castlebar, on Wednesday evening from 6:30 to 7:45 p.m. The funeral will arrive at the Church of the Holy Rosary, Castlebar, on Thursday for funeral mass at 11 a.m. The funeral will arrive at Shannon Crematorium for service at 3 p.m. The funeral mass can be viewed on churchtv.ie. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to COPD or the Cancer Ward, Mayo University Hospital. Care of Kilcoyne Funeral Directors, Castlebar. The death has taken place of Eddie Young, Kilgoyle, Ardra. His remains will repose at Shovlin's Funeral Home, Sandfield, this evening until 9 o'clock, followed by removal to his late residence. Reposing at the family home tomorrow, with family time from 10 p.m. Funeral service at his home on Wednesday afternoon at 1:30 p.m, with interment afterwards at Ardra Church of Ireland graveyard at 2 p.m. Family flowers only, with donations if desired in lieu of flowers to the Donegal Hospice. The death has occurred of Tommy Cunningham, 46 Glen Road, Strabane, reposing at the family home from 11 a.m. tomorrow morning. Funeral from the family home on Wednesday morning at 11:15 a.m. for Requiem Mass at 12 noon in St. Mary's Church, Millmount. Interment afterwards in the adjoining churchyard. The Mass can be viewed via the parish webcam. The death has taken place of William McLucas, Ishkaheen Muff, County Donegal. His remains will be reposing at his home today until 9 p.m. and tomorrow from 12 p.m. until 6 p.m. House private at all other times. Funeral service in Greenbank Presbyterian Church on Wednesday at 2 o'clock. Interment afterwards in the adjoining burying ground. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of flowers, if wished, to Greenbank Presbyterian Church. Care of Mrs. Sylvia McCon, Windy Hill, Three Trees, Quigley's Point, Donegal. The death has taken place of Marie Hickey, Nee Campbell, Strand Road, Bunbeg, originally from Carrickmacross, County Monaghan. Her remains are reposing at Rorty's Funeral Home, Derrybeg, until 8 p.m. today and tomorrow. Rosary nightly at 8 p.m. Funeral Mass on Wednesday at 12 noon in St. Mary's Church, Derrybeg. Her interment and the interment of her son David's ashes will take place at the Maharagallan Cemetery after the Funeral Mass. The Funeral Mass can be viewed live on Kieran Rorty Funeral Director's Facebook page. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu to the Donegal Hospice. The death has taken place of Mildred Nesbitt, Tardrum, Greencastle. Mildred's remains are reposing at Liam Collins' funeral premises, where you're welcome to pay your respects today until 6 o'clock. Funeral service will take place tomorrow afternoon at 2 p.m. in Moville Presbyterian Church, Glen Crowe, followed by burial in the family plot at St Finian's Church of Ireland, Drumaweir, Greencastle. Family flowers only. Donations, if desired, to the High Support Unit, St Columbkill Village, Clonmany, care of Anne Doherty. The death has occurred of John McGonigal, 3 Westview Terrace, Sion Mills, reposing at the family home. Funeral from the family home tomorrow afternoon at 1:30 p.m. for Requiem Mass at 2 o'clock in St Teresa's Church, Sion Mills. Interment afterwards in the adjoining churchyard. The Mass can be viewed via the parish webcam. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu, if desired, to the Foyle Hospice, care of any family member. Family time, please, from 10 p.m. tonight and before the funeral tomorrow. The death has occurred of Bridget Hearn, 30 Glendale Drive, Letterkenny, and formerly of Brina Glen Swilly, reposing at her daughter Noreen and son-in-law Noel McDevitt's residence, Cabra, today until 10 p.m. Funeral Mass at 11 a.m. tomorrow morning in St Columba's Church, Glen Swilly. The Mass can be viewed live on churchservices.tv. Burial afterwards in Kilfeek Cemetery in the family plot. Family time before the funeral tomorrow, please. Family flowers only. The death has occurred of Alice Gallen, Crossroads, Kellygordon, reposing at the family home. Rosary tonight at 9 p.m. Funeral from the family home tomorrow morning at 10:30 a.m. for Requiem Mass at 11 a.m. in St. Patrick's Church, Crossroads. Interment afterwards in the adjoining churchyard. The Requiem Mass will be streamed live via the parish YouTube channel. Donations in lieu of flowers, if desired, to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member. Family time, please, from 10 p.m. tonight and before the funeral tomorrow. The death has taken place of John Joe McMenamin, Dillitford Avenue, Coventry, England, formerly of Aveltigort, Crossroads, Kellygordon. The Mass of the Resurrection will be offered for the repose of John Joe's soul in St Patrick's Church, Crossroads, Kellygordon, on Wednesday at 12 noon, followed by service of committal at Lakelands Crematorium, Cavan, at 4 o'clock. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu, if desired, to Ancran Óg Autism Centre, St Patrick's National School, Lurgy Brack, care of Sweeney Funeral Directors, County Mayo. Donation box also at the church. Mass will be streamed live on the St Patrick's Church Crossroads Kellygordon YouTube page. For more details, including any family health guidelines for wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.